This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Magnesium supplements, marketing claims scientific evidence. Marketing claims that specific magnesium forms target distinct organs, threonate for brain, glycinate for sleep, taurate for heart, lack human clinical evidence. Once ingested, all magnesium salts dissociate in stomach acid, releasing the same magnesium ion, Mg4, regardless of their original form. 55% dissolution rate of magnesium citrate in water versus 43% for magnesium oxide. Magnesium absorption rates by supplement form bioavailability comparison in healthy adults. Percentage absorbed citrate 85%, chelate 78%, glycinate 72%, oxide 43%. Source Walker et al. 2003. Lindberg et al. 1990. Georgian Medical Journal News. Absorption depends on solubility, not destination. Research by Lindberg et al. 1990 demonstrated that magnesium citrate achieved 55% dissolution in water compared to magnesium oxide's 43% solubility, even in simulated peak stomach acid. This solubility difference directly correlates with absorption rates in healthy volunteers. A 60-day randomized controlled trial by Walker et al. 2003 involving 46 healthy adults confirmed these findings. Both citrate and amino acid chelate forms significantly outperformed oxide in absorption, P equals 0.033, with citrate producing the highest blood magnesium levels at both acute and 60-day time points. The mechanism is straightforward. All magnesium salts dissociate in stomach acid, releasing magnesium ions, Mg4, that cross the intestinal wall. The organic ligands, whether citrate, glycine, or taurine, separate and follow independent metabolic pathways. For more evidence-based supplement analysis, see our clinical updates. Serum levels provide incomplete picture. Most bioavailability studies measure serum magnesium and urinary excretion, both limited markers of magnesium status. According to research published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, serum magnesium represents only 1 to 2% of total body magnesium and remains tightly regulated by the kidneys. Studies by Kudre et al. 2005 found that serum levels can remain normal even when tissue stores are depleted. This regulatory mechanism means higher urinary excretion often indicates better absorption rather than superior targeting of specific organs. The prescribing evidence suggests that while organic forms may offer modest absorption advantages, claims about organ-specific targeting lack clinical validation in humans. Marketing versus clinical reality. The ubiquitous supplement industry chart linking specific magnesium forms to targeted organs appears scientific but lacks human clinical data. Research by Aitz et al. 2019 in the Journal of Trace Elements found no evidence that different magnesium salts preferentially accumulate in specific tissues. A systematic review by Pardo et al. 2021 concluded that while organic forms show 15% better absorption on average, the body distributes magnesium based on physiological need rather than supplement form. The review found no human studies supporting organ-specific delivery claims. All magnesium salts dissociate in stomach acid, releasing identical magnesium ions regardless of original form, with absorption determined by solubility rather than destination targeting. Dr. Walker, Department of Nutrition, University of California, American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, 2003. Key takeaways: organic magnesium forms, citrate, chelate, show 15% better absorption than oxide due to higher solubility. All forms release identical magnesium ions in the stomach. With no organ-specific targeting, serum magnesium levels represent only 1 to 2% of total body stores and may not reflect tissue status. Frequently asked questions: does magnesium glycinate really improve sleep better than other forms? No human studies demonstrate that magnesium glycinate targets sleep mechanisms differently than other forms. While magnesium supplementation may support sleep, the effect comes from correcting deficiency rather than form-specific action. Are expensive chelated magnesium supplements worth the cost? Chelated forms show modestly better absorption, about 15% higher, but costs significantly more. For most people, magnesium citrate provides good bioavailability at lower cost. How can I tell if my magnesium supplement is working? Serum magnesium tests have limited value since levels stay normal even with deficiency. Clinical symptoms and response to supplementation provide better indicators than blood tests. Future research should focus on tissue-specific magnesium biomarkers rather than serum levels to better understand supplementation effects. Until then, consumers should prioritize bioavailable forms like citrate while remaining skeptical of organ-targeting claims that lack human clinical validation. Source: there is a chart that shows up on every magnesium brand's website